And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy, Danny Spivey, the Raging Cajun, the owner and general manager of Timber Creek, where we're broadcasting from today. Rob Bradley hanging out with us, and our good friend, we call him the voice, Matt Brandt, is here with us. Give it to us, Matt.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening? Hey, guys, let me tell you, it is a pleasure to have on a good friend of ours on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, NFL Hall of Famer, our good friend, Marcus Allen. Marcus, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing well, guys. Yourself?
We're doing fabulous. I hope you're staying safe. Now, I know you're traveling a little bit. You're staying safe, right?
I'm staying safe, of course, and I haven't traveled in quite some time, you know, as a result of the coronavirus, guys. So I'm just staying put at home and just trying to take care of my family and wishing the best for everyone out there.
Well, good. Now, let me ask you, are you playing any golf? Because I know you love golf a lot.
Yeah, I'm playing some. I'm playing some, you know, able to go out and hit some balls. And, you know, I think there are golf courses that are open. I think as of right now, I think the clubhouses are closed to prevent any gathering right there. But most of the time I go out, guys are in separate carts. They're keeping their distance. They're respecting each other. And, trying to keep everybody safe.
Well, and that's certainly something that we're practicing around here, and I think you're right, Marcus, that all these golf courses are doing that. And again, we've been reiterating the fact of it is touchless. That means don't touch the flagstick. You don't need to do that, all right? Trying to make it simple for folks. But we're visiting with Marcus Allen on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Marcus, I want to ask you real quick, and I know we were together down in January down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, which we just have a blast doing that. And you get to play in a lot of celebrity tournaments. As a matter of fact, I think just a couple of weeks, we were supposed to be in Las Vegas for a brand-new charity event. But now you have your own charity golf tournament. Tell us a little bit about that. It's All-Stars Helping Kids.
Well, yeah, that's Ronnie Lott's foundation that he started many years ago. And, you know, Ronnie and I were roommates in college and stuff. And so I've been supporting him, and he's been supporting me for, I think this is going to be my 18th year. My tournament is in June, and I'm sort of waiting to see what happens before I make a decision whether to cancel it and postpone it or cancel it until next year, because it's a difficult time when you think of it. Obviously, the administration, the White House, has pushed the stay distance from each other for another month or so, maybe another month, I think. And so we have to make a decision whether we're going to continue this year or just postpone it. It is very difficult to ask people for money during this time, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Although it's a good cause, but yeah, it's something that I think a lot of people are doing. Matter of fact, you mentioned the tournament that we were going to play in. Derek Jeter canceled his. I think Jerome Bettis canceled his. There were so many guys that Tim Tebow, I think, postponed his. So everybody's sort of in a wait-and-see mode.
And that's where we are right now. And we're hoping that we can get through this. Of course, the president didn't mention the other day in his daily briefing that folks need to get out on golf course, enjoy the fresh air and being outside. And hopefully we can get back out to sports rather quick. We're visiting with Marcus Allen, NFL Hall of Famer, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Danny?
Yeah, Marcus, really appreciate you being on. You know, during this time, like you kind of mentioned, you know, being at home, being with your family, making sure everybody's safe, we're all doing the same here, and everybody across the country and across the globe for that matter. So it gives us a lot of time, especially somebody like me, time to reflect on different things, you know, especially during Masters Week. But being Masters Week coming up here, you know, A, I have a couple questions. One, do you have a favorite Masters? Two, have you ever had a chance to play Augusta National? And three, if you haven't played there, a favorite course that you've played around the globe?
Well, my favorite Masters was last year. Tiger winning it. Yes, I played Augusta. I had the great pleasure and was fortunate enough to play it. Thought it was magnificent. To me, that I know there's a lot of courses out there. You know, I think Pine Valley, I've played that before. it's hard to say Augusta isn't the best, but I know a lot of people tend to think otherwise, but I think Augusta's the best.
I don't think I could. I couldn't agree with you more.
You can't argue
man.
With that one. Yeah,
absolutely.
At all.
And just tell me this: did you play that with Richard Dent? Because down as you know, Richard Richard almost killed the gallery there on number 10 three days in a row.
No, I didn't play with Richard. Richard's one of my good friends, and Richard tries to beat me so badly. You remember the time that he gave me, and I should have been, you know, a responsible and dependent on myself, but. I didn't get all the information, and I relied on Richard. He gave me the wrong tee time, and I showed up on 10 tee. Almost 5 minutes late.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
And I got to tell y'all something.
Do anything to beat me, right? Even give me the wrong tee time.
Let me tell y'all something. Now Marcus is one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet, all right? And, Marcus, I told you this the last time I saw him. I said, he is the best well-dressed golfer out there, all right?
Wow.
And Danny, you know me. I like to look good. It don't matter how I play, I want to look good, all right? But
right.
I'm gonna tell you, Marcus don't only look good, he plays good. So but Rob, I know you have a question for Marcus.
Hey Marcus, Rob Bradley, I'm a PGA club professional, and I coach a lot of junior golfers. I always looking for that way to inspire them, and while I have the opportunity to speak to you, what coach inspired you somewhere along the lines, and do you remember specifically how they brought something great out of you that I might be able to borrow, and some of the PGA professionals that are listening to use to inspire the next generation to become great golfers?
Well, guys, I've had a lot of great coaches. My best coach has been my dad. You know, I didn't have to look any further than the dining room table for my role model. He was the best, and he always encouraged me that I can do anything I wanted to if I put my mind to it and if I worked hard enough. So it started from there, and then I had a few great coaches. You know, John Robinson from USC was completely different. Just was the greatest motivator, teacher, psychologist. He was great for me. John Jackson was my running back coach. The late John Jackson, he pushed me and pushed me and pushed me and never let me settle for anything other than the best. And then when I went to the pros, Tom Flores was just the right guy for me. And he really, mm-hmm. he never really said much. He just said, go play, and which I greatly appreciated. And so even to this day, I just think he was just great in that regard, because anytime you go from one level to another, the college level to the professional level, you want to, you know, endear yourself to the coaching staff. You hang on every single word. But if you get the wrong coach, sometimes they prevent you from playing. As an example, mm-hmm. My running back coach name was Ray Woolsey, and guys, he didn't say very much at all, and he never used the word don't. He just said, Marcus, make sure. You can reverse field. You can do whatever you want to. Just make sure you know down and distance and stuff. And so that liberated me. It freed me to play. I never looked over my shoulder, because he never told me don't do anything other than just go out there and be aware of the situation and play ball.
That is solid right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That is really, really good. We're visiting with NFL Hall of Famer Marcus Allen on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Matt, I know
hey
you
guys,
got a question.
Can I say something? I mean, I know you guys probably got questions and stuff like that. You guys know I just turned 60 years old, right?
Yeah, you're
did
old.
Did you win?
No.
I know I'm blessed and I don't and look like it and stuff, but and I was telling a friend, especially going, my birthday was obviously during this period. And I sort of reflected on, I said, no, it's not what I expected it to be, certainly not going through this, and I always felt younger. Chronologically, I'm 60, but I felt younger. But what at that age, it forces you to sort of reflect on everything, right? And then I look back at my life and I go, like, guys, and someone I can't remember who told me, but they said, if you live long enough, you will experience everything, right? And so my first memory, guys, was when in 63. For some reason, I got captivated by the JFK assassination.
Yes.
I remember that. And then later on, the Martin Luther King, and then the RFK, and then and just a number of things, whether it's, you know, wars or 9/11, and this, I mean, you just, I just thought about when that person said, if you live long enough, you really experience everything. And now I'm experiencing, mm-hmm. A pandemic. So I've seen a lot, and I know there's people that have lived longer than me that are still here that have seen a lot more, but it forces you to reflect on, all the things that, you've experienced.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. You're absolutely right on that. And let me say, let us say belated happy birthday to you. You just turned 60. Danny, you just had a birthday yesterday.
Yesterday.
At 52.
Yep.
I turned 60 on the 15th, so we're all right in there together. And let me say that there is nobody that looks better.
Well, you're on April, or are you talking about March?
Mine's April 15th.
Oh, so we're all Aries, man. Let me tell you what. We're
mine was yesterday. Mine was yesterday,
right.
Marcus.
Hey, yep. we all got something in common. I got to tell you a story, guys. This is so funny. Byron Scott's birthday was the 28th, and he did a podcast for a friend. I asked him to do it, and he did it. And I listened to it, and he mentioned a part, guys, where he talked about it. Listen, I'm one of the nicest guys in the world. But don't cross me. And I started, once I listened to that, I said, boy, he's just like me, right? And I could tell you a story where I was wearing, I don't know if you guys know this, I didn't wear a mouthpiece, which was the most foolish thing in the world while I played.
Right.
And this one game, I got face masked, and I bit through the corner of my mouth, right? And to add insult, the guy didn't throw a penalty, right? And so I wanted to get that guy back, and I didn't get a chance that game, but I waited a whole year to go.
Uh-oh, we lost him. We just lost Marcus. We just lost Marcus. All right, we'll get him back. We're going to extend this segment right here because Matt, I know you had a question. We still had a couple more that we wanted to talk to him about.
What a great opportunity, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. And he, I told you, he's cool.
How cool is he?
But
are you saying we fumbled Marcus?
I think we just fumbled.
There you go.
Back,
all right,
I'm back.
There
you
go. Okay.
Well,
all right. Don't finish your story there.
I waited a whole year to go get the guy, right? And they cut him the week we were going to play him. I mean, I almost started crying. I wanted to get the guy back so badly, right? And then something else happened, guys. About, I don't know if it was like a couple of years later, Andre Waters grabbed me by the Adam's apple in the pile. And I went ballistic after him, right? And I went to the sidelines and I said a few choice words to Buddy Ryan and the rest of the Eagles over there and stuff. And I didn't get a chance to get him back, and I wanted to, but I was going to get him back the following year, but I was hurt, right? And after the game was over, I was in street clothes, and I was just about to approach him, right? And he said,
right.
God bless you, and completely disarmed me, and I dropped my head and walked away. So, let me tell you, I have reverence to God. So I was like, uh-oh. If he said anything else, it would have been different. But once he did that, guys, it was like, but what I laughed about was we were just alike, right? With me, they're nicest guys, but Byron and I said, don't cross us. So I'm sure you guys, your Aries, are the same way.
100%.
You got 100%. You got that. But I'm going to tell
nice
you what,
guys,
hey, Marcus.
Don't cross us, man.
That's right.
That's exactly right. We're visiting with Marcus Allen right here on Jason Young, State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Marcus, we got you for about another 2 minutes or so. And I know, Matt, you had a question for
us. Hey, Marcus, great to have you on. Just curious, you know, you've been obviously staying at home a lot, as many of us have been. What's something you've been doing to pass the time? I mean, you know, we're all kind of reaching for something. So any ideas help?
Guys, solitude is something that I've always actually enjoyed. I never quite understood it when I was young, but as I've gotten older, I like going, sitting out in the backyard, being with Mother Nature. I do a lot of reading with my son. He's a six-year-old. And, you know, I've gotten back into the Bible, you know, just trying to find peace and through all this you know, sort of craziness and panic and stuff. And I'm just thankful that, you know, God has been good, man. That's all I can say. And I hope that everybody that's listening, you know, always get on your hands and knees and say thank you for everything that God has given us. I mean, I've always lived with gratitude. Everybody thinks that I'm, you know, a laugh at the party kind of guy, but I've always lived with gratitude, and I just love love waking up, love being with my family, love being with my kids, love talking to my friends. You know, we've had several video conferences, too, as a family. We've had, it was almost 23 members yesterday.
Wow.
We've done
that's
that. Cool. Just talking about why we're all thankful and stuff. So that's something, as a family, we've done.
That's fabulous. We're visiting with Marcus Allen right here on Jason Young, State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Rob, we got him for about another 60 seconds.
Yeah, Marcus, I couldn't help but notice the peace in your voice and your demeanor and the references to the challenges with John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King and the other references, and but yet you still have a nice piece about you. How did you get that? And I have my own thoughts on it, and I think when good people like that fall, it hurts us all as people. And at this time when so many people are suffering, they need that peace.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, like I said, I've always have gratitude. If you really know me, you know that I am so thankful, because I look back and reflect and I say, why me? Why was I given all of these wonderful things? Why was I given great parents? Why was I given great siblings? Why was I given talent? Why was I given, sound mind and good health? I didn't ask for any of that, but by the grace of God. So that's how I walk, you know. I laugh and joke about it and stuff, but deep down inside, that's where I come from.
Marcus, I got to tell you, it has been a blast having you on. I hope we can get you back on again real soon. And it's fun to hang out with you. Hope to see you again real soon. Maybe I know they've postponed that Las Vegas deal, I think, until June. Hopefully that'll happen, and we can all rally and get back together. But buddy,
come play some golf with us.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do. Hey, Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you to come over here. We're going to put you up and play some really nice golf courses over here, and maybe we can get Sterling Sharp over here. I've got to talk to Alfonso. We get Alfonso Rivera.
Oh my goodness.
But we're not. We love Richard Dent, but we're not asking Richard. We're trying not to kill anybody.
Well, guys, I appreciate you guys having me. You guys, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. And I guess on the 15th, whoever's birthday it is, is it Randy?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Yep.
Happy birthday, buddy.
When that comes. All right, buddy. Hey, look. Hey, man, belated to you, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for taking time, Marcus.
All right. You guys take care. Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go.
God bless.
Marcus Allen, NFL Hall of Famer. The guy is, I mean, I'm telling you, he's cool, he's laid back, and just easy to talk to, right?
That was so much fun, guys.
It really was.
I mean, are we allowed to be a little giddy now that he's not on the
I tell you what, we got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, then you can be giddy, okay? Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up for you right after this.